things, like, do you ever think, like, who else would you be in, like, your alternate reality? I've never thought about it.
I only do when I think about what would have, like, what would my life look like if I didn't go to the college that I went to?
I think about that too.
Because I don't, like, I'm happy that I went there because I really love my friends from school. But in the grand scheme of, like, environment and, like, academics, and, like, I just don't think that it was the place for me. But I don't know. But like, I don't know. I like can't even be that mad because like, what am I gonna do? Like, you know, you can play the what if game like every day, but like, you know, we're here now, so deal with it.
Wait, Haim brought Taylor Swift on stage at their performance. I just need to watch this for a second. Wow. Okay, sorry. Are you Swiftie? Are you Swiftie?
Not super a lot, but obviously in high school, Speak Now was like it for me. So I don't know. I go back and forth on her.
I'm a
So like,
late in life Swiftie.
I'm not as against her as I once was, because okay, back when everyone was hating Taylor Swift, I like didn't really care, but then like a lot of people brought up the fact that like at the time all of her friends were just like thin white women, and I was like, as someone who's not that, I mean, I am white, but I was like, I just like can't really get behind people who have just like only aesthetically pleasing friends. Like I can't imagine that you just happen to have only beautiful friends.
Yeah, that was a weird phase where, like, literally all of her friends were fully Victoria's Secret models.
Yeah, so I was just like, I don't know if I get your vibe. So yeah, and then I just like stopped caring, and I was just like, I can't, I don't know. But now, okay, so my sister told me that I would really like her music, so for that reason, obviously, I will never listen to it just to spite my sister.
Her new stuff,
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, I know it's
That's what
good,
got
but
me to finally be like, I was like an undercover in high school. I wouldn't, because I was like, no, the Twilight soundtrack is where it's at. And that was
yep.
like that was like Muse and Arcade Fire and like all these indie bands that were complete opposite of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And so I refused. And then college happened, and my friend got me 1989 on vinyl because I had secretly listened to Red, like secretly, but I wouldn't admit that I liked it. And then her last one came out, Lover, and I was like, or no, it was Reputation and Lover. And by Reputation, I was like, okay, like I like this, but I'm not gonna like call myself a Swiftie. And then Lover came out, and I was like, all teetering towards calling myself a fan, but still like didn't want to accept it for myself.
Hesitant. Yeah.
And then pandemic happened, and she came out with Folklore, and then I was like, okay, I'm sold. Because I'm a big national fan, and like that's the kind of music that
Yeah. I don't know. I think
love.
just like I don't know. I also I don't know. I just feel like I'm never like in the right place for her stuff, like emotionally. Like I feel like when I'm like not doing well, she's like putting out stuff that's like really uplifting, and then when I'm like everything's good and fun, like she has like really like deeply emotional stuff, and I'm like, I just don't have the patience. Like, you know, when you're like when you're just like really happy and you're like, I can't stand, like, you know, I just like don't have the time for other people's emotions.
I get
So
that.
yeah, I don't know. I feel like I probably should go back and listen, like for real. And then when she re-released Fearless though, that was a moment for me. But I think that was like so nostalgic though.
Yeah.
Like that just threw me, like catapulted me, shot me from a cannon right back to whatever it was, 2007, 2008.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I know that it was high school.
Yeah. Something
So.
about the way. Just right. Do
Talking
do
to your car. Okay, I'm gonna stop
And you
singing now
know
because
you
it's
want me to ask
not
you to dance right here in the middle of a
in the
parking lot.
middle
Yeah.
of
Oh, Queenie
the
sang with me. Did you hear
parking
that?
lot. Oh, I didn't.
Wait, listen. Queenie. She's hiding now. In the middle of a parking lot. Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, damn. Okay, we ready?
I think so.
Cool. So this week we watched season 1, episode 10 of Degrassi: The Next Generation, Rumors and Reputations. I mean, overall impressions, what'd you think of the episode?
So I did. Okay, I this is my first episode not liking Emma. I did not like her right now.
Oh, I know.
But overall, I do think it was a good episode, and it does, I think it does touch on something very important. And with that, should we give a synopsis to what
Oh,
we're jumping into?
sure.
Okay, I'm trying to find one that's not like super long.
Okay.
Oops.
Liberty is getting extra help from Mr. Armstrong for her dyscalculia, which, as she explains, is like, what's that word?
Dyslexia for
Dyslexia
number.
for numbers.
That's
But
how I've always been. Like that's right, is that that's what it is, isn't it? Unless like everyone's been explaining it to everyone incorrectly.
No, I think that's what it is.
Okay.
But Emma accidentally starts a hurt. Spinner finds an insect in his school lunch, but no one will believe his story. So, interestingly enough, we have two kind of stories going on. We have Emma, who everybody believes, and then we have Spinner, who no one believes but is telling the truth. Shaking her head.
I did make a note about how I liked that particular dichotomy of rumors.
Yeah,
And
I
like,
did
you
too.
know, I like that. I think that was a good way to talk about it and stuff.
Yeah.
But I do, okay, so I do have to ask you as a teacher.
Oh, let me, before you even say,
Yeah, keep going or start.
rule number one of being a teacher, never, ever, ever be alone in the room with a student. Was that your question?
No, my question was okay, so
Oh.
I feel like I've heard this from like internet teachers that like I don't know what it's called, or like that you're like I don't know, that like if you like essentially like see something, if you see something, say something, like you're obligated under law that if
You're a
you
mandated reporter.
thank you, mandated was the word. I
Yeah.
kept calling it designated, and I was like, you're not the designated survivor, like you're gonna
Yeah.
survive. Like anyway,
Yeah.
but yeah, so like so okay, so if you, not if you were Mr. Armstrong, but if a student came to you and basically said to you what Emma said to Manny at the beginning, what like how do you go about that as a teacher?
You have to report it. There's like, I mean, at least in America, I assume something similar in Canada. There's a phone line that you have to anonymously report any like abuse or anything going on, and then it will be investigated.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what Emma should have done was told an actual adult instead of just speculate with Manny. Like, if she was actually that concerned,
Right.
go to an adult.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Because I was like, as I was watching this, I was like, Emma will know the right thing to do here.
She didn't.
Because, no, you, Emma, not Emma.
Oh, yes. That's gonna be confusing.
But yeah, I was like, so many times in my notes, I'm like, I need Emma to weigh in on this. Especially because,
Yeah.
like, someone says to someone, I didn't write down who it was, but someone says to someone, you can't report a rumor. And I'm like, I think you can. I think that's the whole point of
Well,
being a mandated reporter.
I guess it's kind of like, I think Paige said that, but that's because she heard from someone that heard from someone, you know, like it should have been on Emma to report because she saw with her actual eyes. Whereas
Okay.
if Paige reported, all she would say that I heard,
Right. I heard it from someone who heard it from someone.
Unless she told, like, if she told an adult, like, I heard that this was happening, that's the way that she could have done it.
This is also such a bad rumor. Like, this is such a bad rumor to spread. And I know that Emma didn't do it on purpose, but like, I don't know. Like, Liberty was right. This could have like ruined so many people's lives. So.
I mean, but at the same time, like, not saying he deserved it, but you never stay in a classroom alone with a single student. If you're
Yeah.
gonna be tutoring, you do that in someone's home with like the parent or guardian in the very next room,
Yeah.
or you, if you're doing like an after school session thing, like you make sure there are multiple students in there. So like nobody could say like, oh, Mr. Armstrong was like touching her inappropriately, because that never happened.
Yeah.
So I was a little annoyed at that, because I'm like, Mr. Armstrong, like rule number one, like you learn that right off the gate, you don't do that.
Right. Yeah. And also I get why they were doing like making him act very obviously about it, because that's what made like they had to give us something to go off of in terms of the storyline. But I was like, you are acting very weird with a 12-year-old. Like, very weird. And even like when he handed Liberty the pamphlet, how he like checked over his shoulder, like
Shady.
so shady. You didn't have to do it in front of everyone. You didn't have to do it in the middle of lunch. You didn't have to have it folded up so tiny, like it was this big secret. And I know that Liberty is like upset about this, but like so many ways you could have handled this that made you not look like a freaking creep.
He could have put it in like her homework folder, or he could have
Or like done it in between
done it in
classes so
between
that there's
class.
like people around but not people listening. Like, yeah, it was a lot.
Or he could have like slipped it in her locker too. Like he should have access to like what locker she is, like while he's like walking the hallway, he could have dropped it in there.
And also, I feel like if this is something where he's like, I think this might be like, this might be the reason why you're struggling. I feel like this is maybe let's have a meeting with Liberty's parents.
Absolutely,
Like,
yes.
just everything, like putting that on a student, like, let's say everything else was normal, but he just kind of like gave her this and was like, this is your issue. Weird. That's not how you tell a student that they have a learning disability. All of it
The
is just a
parents
little.
would definitely should definitely know if
Right?
that's the diagnosis. Like that should be a meeting with like the principal, the assistant principal, the teachers, all the
Maybe a school
teachers,
psychologist.
maybe, oh, I was gonna say, yeah, school psychologist. Maybe like counselor, like college thing, and the parents to be like, this is how we came to this conclusion, and this is how we plan on, assisting Liberty in the future to blah blah blah. It's like.
Right, like I feel it, like it, like, and I see what they were going on about here. Like, they, like, the issue when it came down to it at the end of the day was that Liberty was really insecure about this and that she thought that it didn't mean that she was smart anymore. So, if that, like, and so if we're trying to like have a go at Liberty's character, which is clearly what we're doing in this episode, then have it be like a cheating scandal or something. Like, don't. An alleged cheating scandal.
Right, an alleged cheating scandal.
Right, like something like that, where it's like, oh, Liberty thinks she's so smart, but I saw she was cheating on the math test. And then have it come out where it's like, oh, it wasn't like, you're like, this is like one of my accommodations because I've discalculated. Like, I don't know. So yeah, so once again, this is an important thing to talk about because it is unfortunately something that happens, but I think that like the unfolding of it was a little messy.
So Emma sees this, right? And she flat out asks Liberty, like, if something's going on. And Liberty tells her the truth that she needs help with what it is. But Emma doesn't take her word for it. And that's where the whole issue starts.
And I also like, I don't, okay, so like I get it because like if this was someone that I was friends with and I saw something that made me uncomfortable and then they kind of had a very like panicked reaction of like, because she did, she like, Emma was like, hey, is everything okay? And instead of she being like, everything's fine, she was like, yeah, it's fine. Like, why are you asking me? Like, I,
Yeah.
that would have, made me question the truth behind the response. But I don't like, I, and also though, like, Liberty is new to this friend group. This is
Right.
not JT and it's not Manny where it's like, I know you're not telling me the truth. Like, they're still new friends, so you do kind of have to take it at face value. But
Yeah.
Emma's just like,
But then if Emma feels like she's not happy with her answer, you go to an adult. You go
you
to an
go to an
adult.
adult?
Like, did you not learn anything from season one, episode one?
Yeah, really. I did really appreciate Liberty's comeback though when she was like, go back to helping whales and rainforests because clearly you're not good at helping people.
Oh, I loved that. Yes. I love that. Okay, and then. So then the other plot is Spinner
Spinner finds a
and
bug.
finding a bug. And for some reason, him and the lunch lady have like a weird
A beef.
chemistry. Yeah, like a beef, but also like a weird, like, I feel like she's kind of flirting with him.
And also, it's like weirdly familiar. Like,
Maybe they're
I don't
related.
know. Maybe. Also, did you know it? Okay, well, I also don't know how many times you've watched Mamma Mia and how many times, or Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. And how many times you've watched My Big Fat Greek Wedding, but Lunch Lady Sheila was in both.
You're kidding.
Nope. She played one
What?
of Tula's family members, like I'm assuming an aunt of Tula's in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. And then in Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, she played the old lady that owned like the inn that what's her face? That Donna moves into after Sophie's born.
Maria the Crapsis. Lunch Lady Sheila. She's on the Degrassi Next Generation. Wow. Yeah, you're right. She was in Tommy Boy, too.
I've never seen that. I've only seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding and Mamma Mia an embarrassing amount of times.
Yeah, clearly. She. Oh my God, we love Lunch Lady Sheila.
I love Lunch
Nice.
Lady Sheila. Okay, so my question for this
Yes.
is okay, so after Spinner finds the bug and like flings it away, and then some kid steps on it, everyone is like, Spinner, if you found a bug in your lunch, where is it? So my question of the episode is, was he supposed to keep his chicken salad bug
I
or his yams or whatever it was?
think so.
I would never just keep a pet bug and be like, yeah, I found this in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
What?
And with the phones back then, he wouldn't have been able to like very quickly take a. If he did have a phone with the camera on it, it would be super blurry
Low
anyways
res.
because of the quality. Yeah, like
Yeah.
this was pre-iPhone here.
Yeah.
I don't know what they
Also,
expected him to do.
yeah. Okay, and then also Miss Kwan doesn't even have a storyline in this, except to make Spinner feel stupid.
Yeah, what is it with like all of the adults at Degrassi High are so disappointing to Skinner? Like, nobody has any.
Yeah, like
Not
I like
even the
now that I'm
lunch
watching
lady.
this, not even the lunch lady. Now that I'm watching this back as an adult, the way that he acts in season four makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised that he wasn't even worse in that season. Like, it I cannot even imagine being treated like that by every single adult in your life. I can't.
Yeah.
They're just like, at this point, they're outwardly mean to him.
They all, I mean, Miss Kwan, I was gonna like write down what she said because it was so mean, but I was
It
like,
was so mean.
I don't even wanna give this a second thought. Like,
Yeah.
it really bothered me.
Yeah, I thought it was, and she just like came out of nowhere being like, this is a very serious accusation. Okay, yeah, so you should be looking into it because you know what? Do you want to maybe get a lunch with a bug in it, Miss Kwan? So,
She wouldn't like that. No way.
yeah. So, yeah, I also. Super gross when he was like, I spend over an hour picking up these earwigs to make a point.
He's,
Sir.
yeah.
Sir.
Call for help.
For real.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I have. Not my favorite quote, but one that I'm gonna say
Yeah.
from the lunch lady. She said, Gavin might take a few extra years, but I can't wait for the day you graduate. Like, what
I laughed so hard at that, but once again, a very
not
mean
nice.
comment from an adult.
From the lunch lady of all people.
Yeah.
Has he really been that awful to her?
And also, can we give him the benefit of the doubt here? He's medicated now. Like, I would get if he when he was younger and he was like absolutely out of control. But like
Right.
there we just watched a whole episode where he talks
He's
about what
on his
happens when he doesn't take his
Ritalin,
medicine. He, like I'm just like I'm very disappointed in the faculty and staff of Degrassi Community School on behalf of Gavin Spinner Mason.
yeah.
So
Yeah. Okay. So the way that the rumor, that Emma's rumor spreads, is that she's telling Manny about it by the lockers around the corner. You see Terry listening
Terry's
in.
being creepy.
Terry then tells Paige. Paige tells Hazel.
Hazel! This
Hazel,
is
is this the first time
the first time that we see Hazel, and I'm gonna be honest, I do not remember her this early.
Hazel? No, I remember her.
I thought she was like a season three
Three.
add-on.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
Maybe even
not.
four.
I guess that, but she's there for sure.
Yeah.
I liked her makeup, I will say. She was wearing like this heavy eyeliner. It was like blue eyeliner. But she is like talking, and then Sean overhears her, and then he tells Jimmy, or I don't know,
Jimmy
whoever, and then Jimmy tells Ashley, and then Ashley is like,
tells
somebody needs to
Liberty.
handle this. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like the scene where they're in the classroom and Terry and Paige are like trying to figure out what to do. And Paige like fully flat out starts texting everybody on her
Oh,
phone that's on it's on
what is like a
the
t
table. It's
Yes, and
on her
Hazel's was
desk.
too.
Hazel's was too. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I thought that was so, because I was just like, I remember all the teachers from our middle school and high school
No
being
cell phones.
militant about no cell
Yeah.
phones. So,
You need to keep it away, or like it was taken away
yeah.
for the day, and then you to go collect
You have to
it.
go back at the end of the day, and then you probably
Yeah.
missed your bus because you had to do that. Yeah, I did say in my notes that I love Paige in this episode, and that I think this is a very pa like this page is the page that we know.
Yes.
Like, I just think that this is a very on character episode for her.
It is.
So yeah, so I did like that.
Loved her
I don't
hair. Crimped.
Okay, I also noticed, why does Manny always have pigtails if we're on character hair? She is always in pigtails.
Because for the first season, they want to make her look like babyish so
Like,
that when
yeah.
she has her transformation,
It's
I guess
very
it's
dramatic.
season, it must be season two because this
Season
is like,
two.
yeah,
The whale's tail.
oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was so cool. And I asked my mom to buy me a thong after that. And I remember she gave it, it was like dinner. We rarely often had dinner as a family. For some reason, that night we were having dinner as a family. And my mom was like, I went shopping. I got you some stuff, Emma. Pulls out thongs for me and like gives it to me at dinner table.
I personally, no offense to your mom, but I just think underwear is maybe just not dinner's
No,
conversation.
agreed, agreed. And then I'm like super excited, and I'm like, oh my God, did you get me thongs? And she was like, yeah. And my dad was like, what is this? And I was like, thongs. It's thongs. It's a thong. It's underwear.
I
Anyway.
okay, so when we were at camp once a summer, we would go on like what we all called our big trip. Like, they would take us to some like something. Like, one year it was a water park, and the one year we went indoor rock climbing, like stuff like that. Like, you would just take us as like a division off campus, or like out of camp for the day, and then we would go to whatever the closest mall was, and they gave us like maybe $20.
Where was your
And
camp again?
in the Catskills.
Catskills. Okay, cool,
Yeah.
same.
I think I was only like an hour and a half from you, if that.
Probably, because we played each other, right?
Yeah. Did you guys also, never mind. So they would just like take us to a mall, and we would go see a movie or whatever. And then, because we were in a mall, every year we all went to Victoria's Secret.
Yep.
Because we, right?
The
And
five
I
for
bought,
25.
yeah, and I bought my first ever thong myself, and it was from like it was probably the semi-annual sale,
Yep.
right? And I was just like, I bought it was on sale, and that was like the only thing that I bought. So they gave me like a whole bag with like the tissue paper and stuff for like one measly little thong.
Yep.
And I just like, it was like my prized underwear possession for some
Yeah,
time.
I was so into them for a while, and now I can't. I do have some still in my wardrobe. I very rarely will wear a thong.
I really don't. Like, I just like can't care
Yeah.
anymore. I'm just like, I care about the integrity of my butt more than I care about panty lines.
Oh, yeah. I
You
mean,
know?
I have some great underwear that's full underwear that doesn't show a panty line, so I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. What's the brand? It's Wakol.
I
Highly
don't think.
recommend.
Okay,
Highly recommend
I'll need to get.
Wakol.
How do you spell it?
WACOAL.
Okay, I'm looking it up after this.
Yeah, they're great. They're great. Very
Also,
comfortable.
I did just look it up, and our camps were approximately 48 miles apart.
Nice.
Yeah, so we were only about an hour.
Amazing.
We were across the Hudson River from each other.
Across the
I feel like that's like so romantic of us to be across the river.
river. It was. Did you have breakout at your camp? But back to Degrassi.
Yeah.
So, okay, so they have their phones on the table during class, and then I wrote down Jimmy when he said, "Dude, who says this? Dude, Liberty and Armstrong are doing it." Who said that? Was it Sean or Jimmy? I don't know. Anyway.
No. Oh, no. Sean told Spinner, who told Jimmy, who then IM'd Ashley.
Yes.
And
Spinner said
Spinner was
that.
always like, they're doing it.
They're doing it. And then I thought it was
I
funny
think it's
when
funny how they like how the story changes. Like, it doesn't necessarily get any like crazier, but it just like warps itself. Like,
that's how rumors
Sean.
work.
Right? Sean was just like, he was driving her to school.
Yeah.
And Spinner was like, oh, so they're doing it? Like, sir,
Yeah.
what? And then someone else was like, they're dating? Like, this is going in weird places.
Going in very weird places. And then Liberty and Emma are talking, and Emma's like, "Who would spread a rumor like that?" And like, "It was you."
You dumb little girl. I just like, it's just so funny to me. Like, girl, you were the one who was like, as someone who was talking about this, did you really not consider that someone may have heard you?
Right.
Like, you were talking about it. It doesn't matter that you were talking to a close friend and confidant. You were talking about it in the school hallway. And this is why we text people everything.
Yeah. This is why we text people everything, and this is also why you only text people things that you're okay with getting around.
Yeah.
Because trust no one.
And also, trust no one, but also know who your real friends are. Who, when you
Right.
say you actually can't tell anyone that they
If she had
believe, like.
just told Manny in a private, like, home setting, it would have been
Yeah.
fine. Manny probably would have went to
That
an
actually.
adult.
I was going to say, if they did it at home, then Spike would have said something.
Right. She would be like, "You need to tell an adult."
Yeah.
Or she
And
would have
knowing
been
her,
like,
she would have been like, if you're not going to tell an adult, then I'm going to
"Then
tell an
I
adult.
will," yeah. Okay, so to end the episode, we see Mr. Armstrong is getting ready for a new lesson, and Mr. Radich comes in and is like, "We need to speak to you for 5 minutes," and Liberty too. And everybody's like, "Oh my God, blah, blah, blah." And then Emma like approaches them at the principal's office, and she's like, "I need to speak with you too. I'm in the middle of it too."
I
And
know.
she makes it seem like the way that,
She
like,
straight up, yeah, especially like this teacher is being accused of sexually assaulting a student, and you're gonna walk in there and make it seem like you were your patient zero. You're victim number
right,
one. Like,
yeah.
girl, like so, this episode, she's so unaware. So unaware.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah. I mean,
It'd be
and
like
you know
that.
what? I think I'm being a little hard on her because she is 12.
Yeah, but she's supposed to be the smartest of the group.
Okay, but I
But
think
like,
we've learned that Manny
we've
socially is the smartest one.
right, socially, Emma is stupid. You know, so the whole thing of like street smart
Versus
and
book
book
smart.
smart.
Yeah.
She's book smart. She's not street smart. She's not socially smart.
Girl can't read a room.
Yeah. Anything else about the episode before we do like favorite character and all that? I guess we didn't
Yeah.
whole thing, but I don't know
Well,
what
because there
the
wasn't like okay, so yeah, so he put the bugs in Ashley's food and she got really mad naturally. But then there was no real like resolution. Like he got in trouble for to, also okay, so I broke this down because I was bored. So lunch lady Sheila says that it costs $300 to fumigate the cafeteria, to which Spinner says it needed to be fumigated anyway, which is true. And then it says 2 weeks, so I was like, or 2 months. So I was like, okay, so that's an average of 4 weeks per month times 5 school days. So I divide it by 40. And I don't know how long he's doing lunches, like how long, like
How many lunches
time-wise,
a day?
how
Like,
many
is that like
lunches a
an
day and how many
hour?
school, right? So it breaks down to each day that he's working there is only 750. So I'm assuming slash hoping that it is only 1 hour and they're paying him minimum wage, because if he's doing more than that, then that's just child labor.
Well, I feel like they can't make him do more than that because he has to attend lunch too.
Yeah, and he has to attend class. Like you're gonna pull him from class to go
No, they
slap
wouldn't. I
some
don't think they
food,
would do
right?
that with Spinner. I think probably, yeah, probably one period, one lunch period a day.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe they're no, now I'm
Good
just
math.
thank
Impressive.
you. Yeah, so I was just like, what's the breakdown here? Yeah. And I feel bad. But now this is all coming back to me because I do remember him working in the cafeteria, but I couldn't remember why. But here we are. This is the why.
Here we are. This is the why.
Yeah. What else do I have? Oh, I mean, if we're gonna spin it back to the seventh graders for a second, Liberty was so sad when she told Emma about her dyscalculia, like straight up distraught in the girls' bathroom. And I felt so bad because like I don't know. I've always known people who have learning disabilities, and it's just like whatever, it's just a thing. It was not a, an indicator of their intelligence at all. It was just part of how they went to school, So I just feel really bad that she's like taking it as like, as like a an indicator of the, or she's interpreting it as I'm stupid now. And it's like, no, girl, you're really not. Like, you're just gonna need a little, like, maybe you need to look at it from a different perspective, or you're gonna need some extra study time or extra test time, but like, has nothing to do with how smart you are.
No.
So that made me really sad.
I feel
But
like
yeah.
once her parents find out and like say it, like it's okay, like she'll feel better.
Yeah.
I don't remember if that's how it happens.
I mean, I don't think they ever talk about it after this.
Maybe not.
So.
Okay, favorite character of the episode?
Lunch lady Sheila. She was really mean to Spinner, but like she brought some comedy relief to a pretty heavy episode.
Yeah, she did. That she did.
What about you? Who was your star of the day?
You want to guess?
It can't be Sean.
It can be
Didn't do anything.
Sean. No, he did so much. And he has my favorite line of the episode. Very well acted as well. He goes, man, it's just sick. And he's like, it's so good. What's your favorite line, quote of the episode?
It's a JT quote. Teachers aren't people. They're teachers.
That's True.
And I was like, and I think it's funny now because I know so many people, like so many of my peers and so many people that I'm close to are teachers. But
Yeah.
like at that age, you're like, teachers aren't people. They sleep in this classroom. They live here. They only eat cafeteria food. Like,
Right. They have no life outside of teaching.
yeah, which is obviously untrue, but
Right.
okay. And what's your lesson of the day?
Lesson of the day. Lesson of the day. I don't write down my lessons, and I feel like I should in the future. Like, I'm just like, something will come to me. I think my lesson of the day is before you start telling your friends about stuff that has very significant consequences, tell an adult.
Tell an adult.
Tell an adult. I
I
think that's
have,
my, yeah.
yeah, so I have that too. I said, say something to an authority figure, don't speculate. Don't be embarrassed by your learning disabilities. We're all out here fighting for our lives.
Yeah.
And also don't bring bugs into the cafeteria. I feel like that one shouldn't need to be said, but here we are. Don't bring wildlife
This one is specifically
into.
for Spinner. Don't bring bugs into the cafeteria.
I think this is maybe just a good life lesson for
Yeah.
everyone who has been or ever will be in a cafeteria setting. Don't bring bugs. Don't do it. Don't do it with the intention of not letting them loose. Don't do it with the intention of letting them loose. Leave the bugs at the door.
Yeah,
That's.
leave the bugs at the door. All right, so that was Rumors and Reputations. And guess what, Nicolette?
Emma.
Beautiful Nick. Next week, we have season one, episode 11,
Am not prepared.
Friday night.
I could not be less emotionally prepared for what's going to happen. I think I'm just going to spend all 22 episodes of this episode just screaming into a pillow. Like,
I'm looking at the picture that Degrassi.fandom.com has up, and
yeah.
it's that one with Sean in his little jacket, his little jean jacket, and Emma with her purse, and they're smiling for
Oh
the
my God.
camera. I have the plot up ready.
Okay, tell me. Tell me.
Okay. Emma has had a crush on Sean for some time now. And when he finally asks her to hang out on a Friday night, she doesn't know if it's just a friend thing or a couple thing. After consulting Paige, she eventually figures out it is a date. And when they finally go out, it turns out to be one problem after another. The next day, Sean tells Emma that he had a great time and wants to keep seeing her. Yeah.
I'm like already so excited about it. Okay, and then I'm on IMDb. And it also says Spinner and Jimmy vow revenge on Miss Kwan.
Crying?
What? I
I
really
don't think
don't. I mean, I
I
do
don't know.
think that it's immature. But she's been really mean.
But yeah, I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, and I still have to finish this one thing that I've been working on that I don't want to finish, but I told my boss I would have it done by tomorrow, and I don't work on Fridays, so
Okay.
it needs to be done now, allegedly.
Okay.
All
Well,
right,
this
well,
was
this was
great.
really fun. Next episode, really starting at eighth graders, but we will not be discussing them. Let's be
Nah, we don't
frank.
care. Yeah, we're just gonna be talking about Sean and Emma. So.
Let's make a plan. We just have 5 minutes, do a quick eighth grade recap just so that we know that we hit all the high points, and then
Okay.
just scream, cry, and throw up about Sean and
Sounds
Emma.
good. Screaming, crying, throwing out. Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, it seems like exactly what we're gonna do. Don't lie to yourself.
Yes.
All right, girl.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.